leather daddy. Like, he had been married, had kids, and when his wife died, he was like, nope,
this
is it.
Oh, I'm gonna get some dick.
Like, I want dick, and I'm gonna be fucking kinky as fuck. Like,
oh, is this the dude that, like, liked to tie people up?
Yes, and okay. He would just, like, leave them.
Yeah.
And be like, oh,
and if you want to take advantage of
them, yeah, he's like, there's a sub tied up in the dining room, like, if you want to go fuck his face. And I'd be like, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
He used to tie milk jugs to guys'
Yes.
That's a thing. Like, weights. People do it with, like, bricks and shit.
I think Big Fatty does that kind of thing.
Probably.
He does some big balls. Well, they not probably not anymore since they already hang to the ground. I don't know how you get
I still have never seen them. And you keep telling me he's going
to
show me.
Yeah, well, that requires him to email them to us, and I'm afraid to open that email. So maybe I'll hit him up with your phone number.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I think Big Fatty does that kind of thing.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2605 of a BFO for Monday the 22th of January 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we've got some entries into the number one fan contest, and I'm going to tell you about the weekend. Hello, sports ballers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you sports ballers, because y'all, I am recording. I am recording this on Sunday afternoon while the sports ball is going on. And y'all gotten a message from number one sports ball fan, Mean Keen. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he is watching the sports ball just like Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're not watching it. You're recording the little show. Well, you know what I mean. Yes, Big Fatty. It's going to be a big weekend. Big weekend for the sports ball. And y'all, at the end, by the time you're hearing this, y'all will know the two teams that are going to be participating in the... Superb Owl. Coming up on the 4th of February, during which at halftime we'll announce the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Yes, Big Fatty. See y'all now. You can be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Y'all, all you have to do is send an e-letter and an e-letter only to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. Big Fatty, you gave the wrong address last week. I did, but it's ruined at bigfattyonline.com. And y'all, and in the subject line, put number one fan contest, and then in the body of the e-letter, in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. And y'all, the deadline for getting your entry in is 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, in the only time zone that matters, on Friday, February the 2th. Y'all, everybody is eligible. One entry per person. Everyone eligible except Nessa, who was the number one fan for 2017. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm getting it in now. Yeah, I see y'all. Last time I talked to you was Thursday evening when I recorded the full right little show. Y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. Larry Clyde Larry Klein went to New York City. New York City! Yes, I think he needed some salsa for the weekend. He's flying back to Charleston later this evening, Monday evening. And but, y'all, it was just kind of a nice, quiet day. Not a whole lot. Big Fatty got a few things done in the coal mine, but... y'all got home Friday afternoon, and y'all, I realized that I did not put a picture of the cards from Phoenix Dave and from Nancy in the J-Pan Mexico up on Friday, so y'all will put that up at noon today over there at the BFO. Go over there and check them out. But y'all got home, and y'all, you know that that backup drive that that Moose P had suggested that I get, because my other one was failing. It wasn't automatically backing up. Y'all, it arrived. It arrived here at the villa on Friday, and y'all, my old backup drive, it was probably... Oh, I don't know. It's probably 10 inches by 6 inches. B? Eddie, are we still talking about the hardware? Oh, never mind. The hardware never is vulgar. And, y'all, this new one, y'all, it's and I don't know how much storage there was on the old one, but y'all, the new one has 1 terabyte of storage. And y'all, it is the size of a deck of cards. And, I asked old Veda if I would be able to figure it out and how to hook it up. And he said, no, I'll have to come by and do it for you. Well, y'all, he never came by. Y'all, all I had to do was plug it in and name it. And y'all, it started backing up. So it's working fine. Big Freddy, you're just becoming testicularly informed. I mean, technology. Anyway, so y'all, for right. Day night, y'all. I've been fighting this cold. I don't have a sore throat, and I don't feel bad, but it's just I've got the congestion. I think it's the, you know, what Typhoid Granny gave me last week. But y'all slept well on Friday night, y'all. I was able to sleep, and when I woke up Saturday morning, the government is gone to glory. Be ready. But y'all got up Saturday, and y'all, I had my coffee and my brofkas and everything, and y'all, then I was on one of the dating apps, and this happened. Mystery date, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! It was okay. Oh, yes, I know. I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was okay. Y'all, it was my 30-year-old that likes to come by. He is very interested in some of the activities discussed by those stinky orangutans at the beginning of today's show. So y'all, it was a rough and tumble, a big, very rough and tumble. But it was lovely. It was very satisfying. And y'all, needless to say, both parties were mutually satisfied in the end. Be ready, we don't need to hear about what happened in the end. Anyway, so y'all, he was over here. I don't know how long he was here, but y'all, it'd been a month of Sundays since he'd been over here. And he agreed that he needs to come by more often. Yes, McFetty, and you're walking funny. Well, no, I'm not really walking funny, but let's just say that I'm I'm sufficiently big, Fatty. Why don't you just stop while you're behind? Let's just say I'm remembering the day with satisfaction. Yes, Big Fatty, leave it at that. Y'all, then, of course, I was off. I had my appointment at the Apple Snack Store at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So, y'all, I went down there. Spoke to a very nice young man about getting my battery for the iPhone, the iNATA 6 Plus, 6 Fat. And y'all, of course, they didn't have any on hand, but y'all, you had to go in, and then they would order you one. And he said it'll probably be end of February or March. Did he say February, March, or March, April? I don't know, Big Fatty, but it's going to be a while. But he said that the Apple Snack Store would call me when my battery had come in, and I'd just have to go down there and drop off the iNATA 6 Fat and come back a few hours later, and they'd have it all put in for me. So I did that. Y'all, then I came back here to the villa. Y'all, I took out a couple of steaks out of the freezer, and y'all, I marinated them in that Worcestershire sauce. And y'all, about 4:30 in the afternoon, I fired up the grill here at the villa, and y'all put those steaks on. Y'all, it smelled so good. It went up to about 65 degrees on Saturday. It was cool, but it was nice. So I cooked those. Y'all, they were big steaks. I only ate half of one of them. So I've got me a couple of meals ready for this week. And and y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, I opened me a bottle of Moose Pea wine. Had that with my steak, and y'all, then I refilled my glass, and I was on that Stick It With a Poke, Saturday night. We had a good crowd. It was Jim and Gavin and Big Fatty and the Haunt Cub, and y'all, Blind Guy Jay showed up. Yes, Big Fatty. Who else was there? We had old Stink Pot was there. who else was there? Seems like there was somebody else there too. Did I say Haunt? I did say Haunt Cub, Stink Pot, Blind Guy Jay, Big Fatty. We don't. Larkin was there as well. And y'all, it seems like there was somebody else too, but I just can't recall off the top of my. Oh no, it was DJ Ron from St. Petersburg, and y'all, it was just lovely, and did the little show, and y'all, after having a couple of glasses of Moose Pea wine, y'all, I was ready for bed. Y'all, we were not going out to Dudley Do-Right's. Granny still had the bubonic epizootic, and evidently Durwood was feeling a bit under the weather as well. So, y'all, it was just a quiet night at home. I watched a couple of shows on the TV machine, and y'all slept like a baby on Saturday night. Yes, Big Fatty, and that's why you had to wash the sheets on Sunday. It's true, and I've got clean sheets for Sunday night. y'all, I did wake up a couple of times during the night. Y'all, my mouth was so dry from that wine. I had to get up and moisten my mouth and drink some water and everything. But anyway, it was well worth it, because the slept, like I said, slept like a baby. Y'all, got up Sunday morning, read my newspaper, had my coffee. Y'all had some cone beef hash for my brofkas. On Sunday, yo, nice and crispy, just the way they like it. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. Then I, y'all, I washed the sheets, changed them, y'all. Then I decided I was going for a nipple walk around Fat Acres, y'all. It was nice to get out of the house and be in the sunshine, and y'all, I think it went up to like 68 or 69 degrees on Sunday. Came back, y'all. I drew a warm bath. Big Fatty, did you have the razor nearby? No, that's just the old gal that has a razor and a warm bath when she draws a warm bath. But anyway, just soaked in the tub a little bit. It was very relaxing. Y'all had a coupon from the Kohl's for 30% off, and y'all, I went and I bought me some brand new bath sheets. You know, it's the oversized towels. They were buy one, get one 50% off, and then I had 30% off on top of that. I had free shipping, and I had $5 in Kohl's cash. So y'all, they're going to be sent to me here. Big Fatty, you're gonna be like the old gal. You'll be ordering groceries delivered to the villa. No, I like to go to the grocery store. Talk to the to the Hat Arena, and y'all, it has just been a lovely, quiet day here in the villa, and y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah. Y'all, now I've gotten six entries into the number one fan contest for 2018, y'all, and I'm just gonna read. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. The first one came in from Ick the Alien, and it says, Big Fatty, this is Ick. I'd like to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018 because I am an alien, and I think it would be exciting for you to have an alien as a number one fan. Thank you, love, Ick. Well, Ick, thank you so much for that. Lovely to hear from you. Y'all, Mags, you know Mags from that chaotic, ravenous ravings, y'all, he says, Big Fatty, it's that time of year again. I still enjoy listening when I wake up in the morning. Mags, Big Fatty. Mags, thank you so much for that. Y'all, that Peter G. That Peter G from out there in the Oregon, or is he in Washington State? I can never remember. You know, he's on that lot, so he says, Dear Big Fatty, I should be the number one fan because it's my time. Damn it already. When is it my turn? My turn, my turn, my turn, my turn. Love that Peter G. Well, Peter G., thank you so much. You'll go right in the colostomy bag with everyone else, to include Dr. Stone. Also from that Lotso little show, he says, Big Fatty, I'm raising my fist. Big Fatty? No, I think it's anger as opposed to pleasure. Oh, okay. I'm raising my fist to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2018 because with fewer than 400 episodes left, it's now or never. Or should I say, never again? Well, Dr. Stone, there may be one more number one fan contest. I think we've got more than a year left. Y'all, that guy in Denver, Big Fatty, where is he from? I'm not sure. But y'all, Guy says, please enter me in the contest as I wouldn't want to win. As who wouldn't want to win? Big bear hugs, burps, and farts. Hello, Poodle. Hi, Guy in Denver. And y'all, I've got another one here from Francie, but I'm going to have to wait and read Francie's entry on Tamari's little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear guys, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, hopefully, Big Fatty will be feeling better as the week progresses. Y'all, I'm going to finish off that bottle of Moose Pea wine. Y'all, speaking of Moose Pea, y'all, I did get confirmation from Moose Pea that his last day of employment is the 31st of January. So, y'all, he'll be retiring in a little more than a week, about 10 days or so. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And Big Ricky, when you think of all the kinds of special chair and all kinds of crazy stuff, who do you think of?
I think Big Fatty does that kind of thing.
Oh, of course he does. And Adam, you can enjoy it too in New Orleans.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www.
or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.